Princess, I know you're awake. I saw you twitch when I opened the door. So you need to open those eyes. Princess, hey, there you go. Open your eyes and look at your daddy. I don't mind that you fell asleep. That's just fine, sweetheart. I don't care. But in seeing that on the nightstand and you having your headphones in, well, I know that when I see that and you with those, I know exactly what you've been up to. And that's fine. That's fine. But today, your daddy, he had a day. And I was looking forward to getting home and having you all to myself all night long. I told you I was going to need you. And I told you no playing. And I know it's very, very hard for you. I get it. I know you're needy. And I love that about you. Because you're always needy for your daddy. And there's nothing I like more than taking care of you, baby girl. You know that. But sometimes you have to let me. You have to stop doing it yourself. At least when daddy asks you not to, anyway. Baby, I can't believe it, but I can. So, well, we've got the nightstand drawer open. That's perfect. Because I can just grab these, and you are not to move. Do you understand me? You've been a bad girl, and you're going to listen and do what you're told. Okay, good. That's a good girl. Now you're ready to listen. So, there we go. Above your head like that. Get those wrists. Now I'm going to do your ankles too, for now. And now you're not going anywhere, baby. That's fine. You can struggle all you want. But you really got yourself into this mess. Look at you. Open your mouth. That's a girl. Daddy's just going to take two fingers, and he wants you to suck them. Oh, that's it. That's it, sweetie. He's not going to shove them in far, but he wants to feel your tongue, and he wants to feel how needy you are. I don't know how long you were playing, but you're going to need to fake it if you need to. But I don't think so. You see your daddy and you hear the sound of his voice, and I know what it does to you, baby. Sucking on those fingers like the hungry, needy little thing you are. And your daddy, he absolutely loves that, sweetheart. And I'm going to take him out of your mouth. Just trace down from your ear. Oh, that's so sensitive. Oh, just struggling because you just can't get away. Down your jaw. Oh, down your neck. And daddy knows just how to touch you, doesn't he? Just how to touch you to get those goosebumps to blossom across your skin, to get you to squirm, to get you to struggle a little bit. And that's fine, baby. That's fine. You can struggle away. You're not going anywhere. And if you just would have listened to your daddy to begin with, we wouldn't be in this predicament, would we? Now, daddy's going to trace down from your collarbones. Ooh, down just a little bit. And doesn't that feel good, huh? Teasing a little bit. Maybe even pinching a little bit. Or pinching a little bit harder. Oh, poor baby, poor baby. Now let's go down. Oh, those fingers on your tummy. Daddy's not going to tickle you, but he really could. But he's going to be nice and gentle. Tracing down and tracing down over your hips. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Daddy's touch. Here, let him use both hands. Let him just use both hands. Going down the sides of your chest, down your ribs, down your tummy. And then tracing down. Just like that. I know that feels good, doesn't it? Daddy's fingers. Nice and gentle. You're just twitching and quivering. Oh, and pushing your head back into the pillow. And trying to keep from just whimpering or calling out, because daddy knows how good his hands feel all over your body. And he knows what the sound of his voice does to you, sweetheart. Doesn't that feel good? Right there, pressing against daddy's hand. But there's nothing that you can do. You can try. He's just going to hold it just out of reach. Needy little baby just pulling against the bed, trying to get down there to put herself in daddy's hand. But no, baby. You should have thought of that when you didn't listen. Now, daddy's just going to press into your hip just like this so you can feel him. And you can feel what's been building all day long. Just thinking of you, sweetheart. Thinking of you here, home, needy for your daddy. And just knowing that he needed you, but you were going to be home feeling the same way. And because daddy wants to be with you all the time. That was the only comfort that he has. But to know you were home playing, sweetheart, how could you do that to your daddy? How could you not wait for him? Even though this has been lots of fun, I'm going to need to teach you a lesson. Because you can feel me pressing into you. Here, let me just grab you by the hip and pull you in. And feel that baby. Feel that pulse. Feel daddy's heartbeat in it. And I just can't believe you wouldn't listen. But this does give us the chance to give you a little reminder. To teach you a little lesson. So daddy, he's going to grab a little something else out of our little drawer here. Your favorite. But you know what your daddy can do. He can just trace this those same places he was tracing his fingers. Just so close to your skin. Back down those collarbones and right there, huh? Oh, look at you. Look at those goosebumps here. Let me go to the other one. Just back and forth, so close. It's almost like the air just vibrating close to your skin. It's making you quiver. making you whimper. So here, down your tummy, down your tummy, down your hips, your legs, across your inner thighs. And Daddy's gonna just put it right there. He's just gonna put it right there, right where he had his hand. Ooh, just out of reach. Stretch for it, baby girl, stretch for it. You can't reach it. But Daddy, he loves watching you try, princess.